This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The first survey of Colorado's child care landscape shows 10% of child care providers had closed, at least temporarily, during the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Enrollment over the summer for children under 5 dropped nearly 40% and almost 30% for school-aged kids. Jennifer Stedrin leads Early Milestones Colorado, a statewide early childhood nonprofit. She said the pandemic has made Colorado's child care shortage worse.
Is this a public good? And if it's a public good, do we need to support it in a different way in this state?
She says profit margins are slim in childcare, and the state is at a critical point. More than half of Coloradans live in a childcare desert where there are more than 3 children for each available slot. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A group of cigarette makers are suing Colorado over a proposal on the state's November ballot. It's called Proposition EE. It would, for the first time, create a tax on nicotine products such as electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. It would also increase cigarette and tobacco taxes. The complaint alleges state officials made a, quote, backroom deal with cigarette giant Philip Morris to fix prices at high levels, effectively eliminating competition from discount brands. 2 more fires have joined those already burning in Colorado, the Calwood Fire and the Left Hand Canyon Fire, caught in the foothills of Boulder County over the weekend, prompting evacuations. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins grew as well. It was already the largest in recorded state history. Jennifer Balch is the director of the Earth Lab at CU Boulder. She says this much fire activity is very unusual for October.
We didn't get a monsoon. We haven't gotten any rain. We haven't got any snow. That, coupled with hotter temperatures, you've essentially got a hairdryer blowing on Colorado right now that's making our fuels incredibly dry for very long periods of time.
At least 26 homes have burned in the Calwood Fire, but fire officials say that number will likely rise. And a new law can make it easier for people to access suicide support. The law will put into place a 3-digit phone number, 988, to reach a suicide prevention hotline. It is 49 degrees and clear in Grand Junction with a high of 77. You are listening to CPR News.